Blog Talk Radio.
Wake up, everybody, no more sleeping in bed. No more back to thinking, time for thinking ahead. The world has changed so very much from what it used to be. There's so much hatred, war and poverty. Oh, wake up. Time to teach a new way. Maybe then they'll listen to what you have to say. They're the ones who's coming up, and the world is in their hands. When you teach the children, teach them the very best you can. World won't get no better if we just let it be. Gotta change it now, just you and me.
Break it up with Linda Mitchell.
Ah, you said it, girl.
Jimmy Cash.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Say woo. Break it up.
We share and care with love all through the land. We educate, communicate, and collaborate.
That's right, stay woke out there. It is Tele Tuesday, and you're listening to Waking Up with Linda Mac Chan. And we have Miss Stephanie Haynes coming on with us, dealing with the series of those chakras. We're going to be speaking on chakra number 5, that throat chakra, you know. But in order for us to do everything we have to do, we must resolve to be the sun. No matter what problems you may face, the dawn will always break and fine weather will always return and spring will never fail to come. But in order to do that, we have to make sure that we speak up and speak out. When we stop speaking all things in, we must continue to speak on things that matter. Dr. Martin Luther King. Before she comes on, I'm going to play this because in order to get all this stuff done, you definitely have to be this. Welcome in.
Lost in thought.
This evening to tell us all about it. So I suggest that you get out two journals because when she gets through with you, you're going to have a lot of information. It's going to be very, very helpful to you. Stephanie Haynes, are you on the line with us this evening?
Yes. Good evening, Miss Linda and audience. How everyone is doing this evening?
Oh, Stephanie, we're wonderful. Thank you again. You know, I always put that out there ahead of time. We appreciate you so much, your busy schedule coming and caring and sharing with us and educating us. And we are my favorite. Well, I like them all. But we're moving into chakra number 5 today. So on that note, I know it's jam-packed. I got my pens ready and my journal. So I'm just going to give it over to you. Welcome in.
All right. So, listen, let's get started. So, tonight we are talking about the throat chakra, the fifth chakra. Now, when words have the power to both destroy and heal, when words are both truth and kind, they can change our world. Words have the power to both destroy and heal. When words are both true and kind, they can change our world. This is from the Buddha. Now, as the fifth chakra, the throat chakra, is also the first of what is known as the upper chakra, comprising the throat, the third eye, and the crown. Now, which are considered to be the spiritual and the metaphysical energy center. Now, the throat chakra serves as the enter to the highest spiritual realm. Now, the ancient mystics often refer to this chakra when it's healthy as the mouth of God. Now, the notions being that we can both hear and speak divine wisdom and give voice to our soul. As its name suggests, it is found in the throat, but is associated with the mouth, the tongue, the neck, and the ears, and the thyroid and the parathyroid glands. Now, the Sanskrit name for the throat chakra is the Vishuddha, which loosely translates to purity. The Sada means pure in Sanskrit, and the va placed before the saha intensify the word. So it literally means especially pure. Now, the throat chakra is the energy center for the speech and communication and is directly linked to our integrity and our morals. Now, as this energy point also governs the ear, it allows us to hear the inner voice of our intuition. Now, when this energy center is open and balanced, we also have the capacity for creativity and expressions. Now, when the throat chakra is in balance, an unbalanced throat chakra can result in a cycle of physical, emotional, and spiritual issues, depending on whether the chakra is over or underperforming. Now, in the case of an overactive throat chakra, you might find yourself being overly critical or judgmental and may express this by gossiping. You may talk nonstop and be extremely loud or shrill. Now, you may even shout. Your mode of communication may be demeaning or domineering, relating to your talk and dominating the conversation. Now, at the same time, the nonstop chatter and the loudness prevent you from hearing your inner voice. And so you live out of sync with your truth. I'm going to read that one again. Your mode of communication may be domineering, leading to your talk over people and dominating the conversation. At the same time, the nonstop chatter and loudness prevent you from hearing your inner voice, and so you live out of sync with your truth. Now, to compensate, you may find yourself overanalyzing and internalizing everything to avoid the vulnerability of facing your emotions and understanding your true feelings. Throat chakra, you are likely to suppress your feelings and be fearful of speaking your truth. You may be shy and stumble over your words or even stutter. You swallow your words more often than not at the cost of being authentic and compromising your integrity. This may manifest as introversion, shyness, insecurity, and speaking too softly or timidly. You may also struggle with owning your creativity and feel an artistic block, suppressing your ideas and insights. Now, signs of imbalance of the throat chakra can be felt physically and emotionally and can include the following symptoms. Are you ready with your pen and paper? Number one, speech impediment, including stuttering and lips. Number two, sore throat or laryngitis. Number three, jaw or mouth pain. Number four, throat infection. Number five, sores in the mouth. Number six, hearing issues. Number seven, ear infections. Number eight, neck pain. Number nine, thyroid disorders. And number 10, hormonal imbalance. Now, when the throat chakra opens, essentially rules our voice. Now, when it's open, you are likely to find words effortlessly flowing out, and you won't be able to help saying what you think. You may suddenly find yourself unable to stop talking or singing, whereas in the past, you found yourself biting your tongue. Now, suddenly, creative rushes and a need to communicate and express yourself through any forms of your voice, whether it's singing, speaking, writing, and so on, or suffice signs that your throat chakra is open. Now, as you go through the process of balancing this chakra, you may find you lose your voice or have throat or neck issues, temporarily makes it hard for you to physically speak. Now, since this chakra also rules our inner voice as well as our ears, be prepared to hear your conscience much more loudly. Having a journal nearby can be useful during the process of opening and aligning your throat chakra. Now, because you may have many intuitive and creative ideas, as with the opening of any other chakra, it is normal to express some emotional turbulence. Now, in case as you start to speak with your truth and express your real feelings, you may experience the release of suppressed emotions. Now, during my own process of aligning this chakra, I find myself screaming, roaring, and shouting out all the things I had stifled for so many years, and then crying so hard I thought I would run out of tears. Now, I didn't run out of tears, but I did stop crying. While this was temporarily emotionally draining, it was also hurriedly in days I not only felt better, but was also able to hear my intuitions much more clearly. And I had many creative insights. It led to, you know, births of many projects, and I couldn't stop journaling. Now, the pain has a purpose. Now, as you balance on an overactive throat chakra, you may feel guilt and shame as prior interactions and may experience emotional pain. Process your feelings. As always, any healing crisis is temporary and is not necessary part of resetting your mind, your body, and your soul. Now we're going to go in and talk about the godliness archetype, the communicator. Now, the communicator, the infiniteness, that the highest octave of the throat chakra is clear and concise. She is as good as a listener as she is a talker. Now, speaking her truth comes naturally, and her voice resonates with others as sincere. She knows when to remain silent and when to speak up. She is creative and expressive and is an uplifting role model to others, that helping them connect on divine truth. She lives with integrity and is both open-minded and discerning. And she is informed and is an informer. Now, the communicator displays emotion as opposite to suppressing them, knowing that there is a way to process emotions through healthy expressions. Now, across history and in the methodology and literature, the communicator archetype has usually been attributed to a male figure, such as Hermes in Greek mythology, or Mercy in Roman mythology. As with each other archetype, the communicator can be male or female, So for our purpose, think of a role model, whether from the past or the present, a real person or a fiction character, who's embodied the traits described above. Now, by adopting the qualities of the communicator, we can learn to speak our truth, express ourselves, speak up when needed, stay silent when appropriate, and use our voice as a force for good. Now we're going to go and talk about the stones for the throat chakra. Now you will notice that many of the stones are blue and similar to the governing colors of the throat chakra, making them potent for activating and balancing this energy chakra. Now, aquamarine. Now, this is the sea blue stone, has extremely calming energy and facilitates the kind of soothing energy we receive when we spend time in near the ocean. Now, the aquamarine is one of the most powerful stones for opening the third chakra and bringing it into alignment. You know, I like to meditate laying down with a small polished aquamarine stone gently placed by the throat to help me speak with clarity and confidence. Then we have turquoise. I remember when I was healing from my throat, my stroke, I wore a lot of turquoise during this time of healing. Now notice for the protective quality, turquoise is a healing stone that promotes spiritual connection and in many ways paves the path for the soul to express itself once more. When going through the process of opening and aligning the throat chakra, it is very helpful to wear a piece of jewelry with turquoise, ideally a necklace, which I wore a lot, as this word to be near the throat. Now, the next stone is the blue lace agate. Now, this beautiful stone is another powerful healer and balance of the throat chakra. It alleviates some of the physical symptoms associated with a stagnant fifth chakra due to stifling our thoughts and our feelings. The blue lace agate also facilitates the expressions of spiritual and personal truth. Now, I like to have a piece of the raw blue lace agate on my desk in my sacred space where I can journal, as it helps me to connect to my inner truth and express it fully in words. And last but not least, you have the last, called lapis, I believe. Now, this is an ancient Egypt as a royal stone said to contain the soul of the gods. The lapis emphasize the power of the spoken word and bring harmony between our mind, our emotions, body, and spirit. It is an exceptionally high vibrational stone, which stimulates our higher mind and promotes creativity. A medium stone polished lapis globe is a wonderful meditation aid that you can hold or place nearby. Now we're going to go in to talk about the throat chakra and central organs. Now, all of the recommended throat chakra essential oils have a very potent scent and decongesting quality, both of which clear the physical parts of the body ruled by the chakra, helping this energy center to open fully. Now, eucalyptus is one of my favorites. It's refreshing and stimulating to the mind, Eucalyptus oil has a bright, clean, and uplifting scent. It supports a clear airway and energetically, it promotes a clear mind and communication. Now, during the process of aligning and opening the throat chakra, you can also use eucalyptus directly sniff or infuse it to alleviate physical symptoms of imbalance, such as a stuffy nose or a sore throat. Clove. Now, native to the Southeast Asian and the true to its roots, clove oil has a rather strong and spicy aroma. It has an antimicrobial and pain relieving qualities, and is often used to treat respiratory conditions. Now, clove oil is useful for opening the throat chakra and dealing with physical imbalance symptoms. Now, you can gargle with a few drops of clove oil in warm water a couple of times a day. It's a good ritual for the fifth chakra. Tea tree oil is also known as a oil that's had distinctive medical aroma. This cleansing oil is used for all kinds of medical purposes, such as treating colds, wounds, infections, sore throat, and skin conditions. This is a wonderful oil to use in a simple DIY spray to clean or to cleanse your sacred space and yourself when you are working on opening the throat chakra. Now, peppermint is one of my favorites. Now, peppermint oil has a fresh, minty, and uplifting aroma and contains menthol, which induce a cooling sensation. Now, I like to add a few drops of peppermint oil to a steam inhalation to help clear my head and sinuses whenever I need an energetic shift before a creative brainstorming session or important interaction. All right, is there any questions before I go on?
Not really. I'm writing down here. We moved into the halls, and I just highlighted something that I'll ask at the end, but I don't want to stop that flow. So you're saying I highlighted the clove oil, okay, and the goggling with the warm water. That's a real good one. And, of course, there's the tea tree all the time that you keep around. And as we know, last week I was sounding like a cow in the pasture with my nasally or whatever. But as you were talking about those oils, I did sniff some eucalyptus, okay, and I use tea tree all the time. So, I'm over here doctoring on myself and didn't even know I was clearing up everything, but I sound much better this week. So, yeah, I'm just into the walls. But I have a question at the end that I've highlighted, but I want you to keep going through.
All righty. So, now we're going to make a clear communication blend. Now, this is the oil that you can use for the oil, you know, to use when you're meditating or just need to clear up your fifth chakra. Now, these are the ingredients that you need. 2 tablespoons of coconut oil or another carrier oil. 2 drops of eucalyptus essential oil. 2 drops of peppermint. 1 drop of clove. And 1 drop of tea tree. And then the equipment you need will be a 2-ounce dark glass bottle and a dropper. All right, so the first thing you're going to do is pour the coconut oil into a dark glass bottle. Then you're going to use the dropper to add each essential oil to cover the bottle and then swirl it lightly. Now, you can massage the oil onto your neck, your throat, and you also can inhale it directly as needed. And remember, it's only for external use. You do not put this in your mouth. It's only for external use only. All right, so now we're going to go into our visualization. And now at this time, I want you to, you know, if you're not in your sacred place, you know, you can get into your sacred place. And for those who have just not joining us and have not learned about our sacred place, I will tell you, you know, the importance on how to clear that space for you. All right. So it is important to clear your head and respiratory system before the visualization meditation. Now, you're going to perform a steam inhalation with a mixture of peppermint and tea tree oil. And you're going to smudge your sacred space using a white sage bundle and then diffuse some eucalyptus oil. And you're going to take a few drops of your clear communication blend or peppermint oil and gently massage it into your neck and your throat. And you can gather some of your throat chakra stones so they can energetically assist you. So now I would like for you to lie down and close your eyes, or whatever is comfortable for you. If you're sitting, if that's comfortable for you, you can sit. And I want you to take a deep breath in through your nose and exhale through your mouth. And just do a left side. Once again, take a deep breath in. And exhale out slowly through the nose. Now you can repeat that as many times as you need to until you feel relaxed. Now continue to inhale and exhale deeply. And gently your hands around your neck, visualizing your breath entering in and out of your hands, keeping your eyes closed. Repeat to yourself out loud, I know the value of clear and authentic communication and the power of my words. With this in mind, I honor the energetic center of my voice and creative expressions and see it clearly now. Now visualize a blue inverted pyramid at your throat, under your hands. You can also remove your hands if you are uncomfortable. Get your mind eye on your throat. Now look closely at this pyramid, noticing it as exact shade of blue, its size, and any other details. Observe its dimensions and whether it is spinning or static. Know how this pyramid feels and what you receive about any imbalance or blockage your throat chakra may have and what you may need to do in order to bring it into a harmonious balance. Now, once you feel you have observed the pyramid and obtain significant insight into the functioning of your throat chakra, take a moment to acknowledge and give gratitude to this energy point in your body. And then gently open your eyes. All right, so stay right there in your sacred space. Now we're going to activate your throat chakra. You know, and we already kind of, you know, purified the space. But to activate it, you know, sometimes, you know, it's also good to do, like take a nice shower or bath. And you can do it with a drop of eucalyptus, you know, in the tub. You know, and then for those, we already did the smudging. But if you think you need to clear out that air, you know, you clear out that space and flush it again with the sage. Now, this activation is best performed lying down or sitting once in a comfortable position. And close your eyes once again. Take a few moments to just get settled. Focusing on breathing slowly and freely, relaxing and loosening the muscles in your body so you feel soft and supine. Now take one of your polished throat chakra stones, moistened with oil, and gently rub it across your neck, focusing your attention on the throat area. If comfortable, you can leave the stone there at the base of your neck. Now begin to visualize your breath as a beautiful blue light entering into your throat as you inhale and flooding your entire neck as you exhale. Bring your mind eyes to a blue inverted pyramid, which represents your throat chakra. Visualize this as the base of your throat. Feel your breath and that vivid blue light filling up the blue pyramid, making it silent. With each inhalation and exhalation, see the blue pyramid getting bigger and brighter until it fills your entire neck. Visualize the blue light floating from this pyramid into the rest of your body. And feel any blocks or barriers to your truthful expression dissipate. Allow yourself to feel a sense of confidence and peace as you are able to hear your inner voice. Now tap into your intuition, see divine expressions. Feel inspired to both speak up and communicate your truth as you see the blue light swirling around your mind. Now with every breath, feel a sense of confidence and peace that you can listen, speak, and create for your highest good and the greater good of all. Now allow yourself to make some noise using your voice. Perhaps you could hum, repeat a mantra, sing, or shout. Now visualize the energy flowing from this blue pyramid and your throat chakra throughout your body. Can visualize this as a turquoise light that permeates your entire physical being. As you sense this energy flooding your body feel a deep sense of gratitude for the healthy functioning of this energy center. Now gently open up your eyes when you finish. All right, so now we're going to go into the reflection. Now at this time, you know, you can go and make you some nice, refreshing mint tea. You're going to get your throat chakra stones. Place them near where you would be writing in your journal. You can diffuse some eucalyptus and tea tree oil, or you can gently massage a few drops of the clear communication blend, or another throat chakra blend oil, you know, down your neck and your throat. You can dab a few drops onto your temples and your wrist, and take a few deep inhalations of the blend. Now turn to your journal and jot down any reflection you may have on the throat chakra visualization and the activation session. Now consider what you have learned about your throat chakra, particularly about the imbalance. Reflect on whether you have felt any of these symptoms or issues, and reflect on any intuitive insight regarding the energies of the throat chakra and what you need to do to ensure you are expressing yourself and communicating fully and authentically. Now use these questions to guide you and your reflection. So these are the questions. Are you open, honest, and clear in all of your communication? Are you open, honest, and clear in all of your communication? Number two, do you know when to speak and when to remain silent? Are you honest with yourself and with others? Do you tune in to your mind, your body, and soul to know what your truth is? Can you see the connections between creativity and your unique spirit? How can you be more creative in your life? Do you allow yourself to express yourself creatively in some form? Whether singing, sewing, dancing, painting, whatever it may be. Now we're going to go into the affirmations. Chakra affirmation should be repeated multiple times a day when going through the opening and aligning process. Now, these affirmations are also helpful for an energetic boost before an important conversation, to communicate openly, or for creative endeavor. These affirmations are best spoken, sung, or shouted, so you feel your voice as you affirm your divine right to communicate and express yourself openly and authentically. Now, to help with this process, breathe in one of the throat chakras, essential oil, by sniffing it or using a steam inhalation. You can dab some of the clear communication blend or the peppermint oil on your neck. Stand or sit tall. Drop your shoulders. Lift up your head and straighten your neck. Now, as you repeat each mantra, visualize a bright blue light entering your neck and coming out of your mouth. Allow this light to infuse you with confidence and clarity as you honor and express your truth. Now, I know it is safe and it is my divine right for me to speak my truth. I embrace my voice and I speak up. I communicate with clarity and confidence. I know the power of both my words and silence. I know when to listen to others and when to speak. I am honest about who I am. I enjoy expressing myself and finding creative ways to do so. I live in my truth. I speak my truth. I am my truth. All right, Miss Linda.
So we have gone from the top to the bottom, from the stones into the mixtures, the cleansing, the meditation, the activation, the reflection, and then we always close with the affirmations because you have to remind yourself. I'm looking here and I'm listening. You know, I love the chakras, so I have many, many pages here, but I had a question when we were speaking in the beginning, and you were speaking of the open and the closed chakra, number 5 chakra, and I highlight things that I can relate to. So I after writing, looking at it, so I definitely have an open throat chakra. I definitely have that. Okay. Words flow freely. But then again, I also highlighted when we got into the activation part and the affirmations, you know, and I like the idea about the communication, you know, trying to do that homework over here. The communication, you have to be able to listen, and you have to be able to listen so you'll know when to speak. And the beginning when you said an unbalanced chakra, you know, when people are talking, and I know a lot of individuals like that. And not only is it confusing, it's irritating to be around an individual like that. You're talking, but they're talking, you know. So that's a person that has an unbalanced throat chakra, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Yes, I know some, you know, you're saying, they're saying, it's a never-ending type thing, and so that means that they're really not listening, because they're too busy chattering on that. Well, the throat chakra, as I said, what I went through last week, so we knew that that was something closing up there along with the sniffles and the growliness. But I had that tea tree oil. Now, when you mentioned eucalyptus to me is nature's immune builder. That's the way I see it. Am I right? Because when I use eucalyptus soap, I love eucalyptus soap. Am I mm-hmm. keeping things open by, yeah, my favorite soap is, I have two. I have anything citrusy, but I wear eucalyptus soap out. And And I've always, so that's a good thing. I don't know anything about Clovall. Now, lapis, when we talked about the stones, Stephanie, we talked about the lapis and we talked about the turquoise. And I love both of those. I wear a lot of turquoise, but never.
Right.
But can you, and then I have lapis. What happens if you blend those together? Is that a good thing or is that overworking it or
good.
What?
It's good.
Okay.
It's good.
Yeah, I love lapis also. And now, as you were talking about it, I'm seeing the colors together, and I know that I will mix them together. One stone that I don't know about is the blue lace agate. You said that's your physical and inner peace. So, every time we go into the stones, I make my list, and I go and view the stones. Let me ask you, if... Say you were doing, Say you were doing a, it's not a healing, it's information, and you, how would you recommend different stones for the participants there according to what you learned about them? Would you see where, say if you wanted to give a gift, after you...
Yes.
Okay. That's another question, but we'll talk about that later because stones. I've gone to events and it's been tables full of stones. Okay, and but there's never been anyone there to really explain them. But we'll talk about it. Yeah, it's very interesting. And one of the callers, she calls in. Her name is Agatha. Agatha says that she loves it because of the breakdown, you know, the definition, and then how you take people through the steps. So I have my own folder on chakras alone. I usually put everything together. And then, of course, I received a beautiful gift that I have a chart and I have cards and I have information. It was just so lovely. So this gives me an opportunity to... As you noticed when I came on, I was able to speak on it, wasn't I? Thank you very much.
Yes.
I was able to talk about the feelings, the communication, the spiritual connection, setting the boundaries, truthfulness, as we just spoke on, are you honest and true, and the creative expression. When your throat chakra is active or open, do you dream more because you're allowing that create? We're going to get into dreams too, but does dreams come to you when that throat chakra is open? Is that what controls that?
Oh, yeah. And I think, and then your creativity is you come alive because now you're not stuffing, you're not suppressing. You know, you're living in your authentic self. You know, you're not putting on those masks, you know. So, you know, you're opening up your life where you can be able to really experience the trueness and the realness of what's really happening.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because when you shut down, you know, you block that flowing energy, that creativity.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. You want me to say something?
No, I was listening to you when you say, you know, I don't have no problem with shutting down, and I don't have no problem of speaking authentic. But I'm learning, you know, it does help to listen before you speak, but you still got to speak. Okay, it's just when your creative mode is there, you deliver it a little bit different. You know, and I like the idea of when that chakra's out of balance, how people, you know, you might be screaming or whatever, and you might not even know it, how you're delivering that. I love the chakras. I love everything that's in your book, The Healing of the Wound, and, you know, my favorite, I love them all, but when we get to the chakras, I could do them over and over and over and over every week of the day, a whole, if you had to educate a group of people. I mean, because you go in so many directions, you know, in many, many things. But the chakra would be, to me, the most, how can I say it? They're all educational. But when you go into those other areas, they have their definite thing, like, you know, forgiveness and the removing, you know, I love them all, removing other masks. But it's something about these chakras that wakes your spirit up and you start really paying attention, because actually it's the chakra that lines the entire body, right? Soul and spirit.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess that's why it's so exciting to me, because it covers everything. And basically, Stephanie, the way you bring it, you know, with starting off with the definition, and then we move on down the line and go through those different divisions with explanation. I love you. This is something that I'm glad I got my beautiful gift, because I'm studying over here. Aren't you proud of me?
Yes, I am.
Yes, and I noticed that when I originally posted, I put chakra number 4, and I'm saying, wait a minute, let me go over here and look at these chakras. We did that last week, you know, and I got the count, and I said, let me change it. So I caught my error, and I could go in there, because the last week it was the heart, and the 4 is our heart, so now we're on the throat. Now, number 6 is what?
Number 6 is the brow.
Is the what?
It's your brow chakra. It's your third eye.
The third eye. Okay, that's number 6. That's going to be very interesting. We'll be able to go into that. If you notice, I've kind of like extended out. I didn't want you to rush. Even though you're right on the time, right on the close, I didn't want you to rush, just in case I had questions coming up in there, but I highlight everything. So the answer about the dream and how that comes, you know, sometimes you dream, but you can't remember your dream. But when you wake up and remember that dream, that means that creativity, is that chakra, that throat is all the way open, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah. Because I like to dream. I dream a lot. But sometimes I can't remember. But the ones that I do remember are always related to what I'm working on. It's really, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So it's making sense. It's making a lot of sense. Or whatever we put out there, since once we put it out in the ether, it's gone. So you put it out there, and it's, I guess it's a way of coming, telling you, I got it. I hear you. And it comes back in a dream form. So this is very interesting. I'm enjoying it. You did your workshop, was it last Friday?
Oh, yes. It was amazing.
Yeah, and I didn't get, I wasn't able to go in. What I'm doing over here, because I have to go sometime back to back. I might have a meeting that comes in at 7, but I'm learning how to alternate to get a little bit of something, so I'm not missing anything, because I'm not going to not be here for my listeners. But most of the time, if persons are starting their meetings at 7, I have to come out of there. But I'm learning how to alternate. So that's a good thing, but I didn't even think last week. I was just trying to clear my throat, and I didn't think to remind you of the link. So when is the next one?
Next will be February the 18th.
Okay, hold on. I'm
and,
right.
And,
February
the 18th.
Mm-hmm.
And the, it's the called the Masquerade Red Dress Affair.
The
so
what?
It's all virtual. So
okay.
We're asking the participants to come dressed in your red dress. Have
okay.
your it's a couple. It's, you know, it's for Valentine's weekend.
Okay.
So it's for couples, and we're asking, you know, and if you don't have a couple, you still, you know, have a mate, you still can come. But
okay.
We're asking the women to wear their red dress.
Okay.
And the men come in, you know, black tie affair.
Okay.
And fix up a place in your home where you can have a candlelight, you know, ambiance, you know, something really nice and intimate setting.
Okay.
And
ooh,
we're
going to
have Dr. Yes. So Dr. Johnson, she's going to come on and speak about intimacy, play, and pleasure for couples.
Oh, my goodness. That is exciting. I like that.
Yes,
I like that.
Yes, it's going to be a great event.
Well, you know, my better half does a lot of traveling over here. So if we can't come on, I don't want to be sitting up there by myself in a setting like that.
Okay.
But I know it is.
But this is an opportunity. If you are by yourself, show yourself how much you love yourself on that day.
Mm.
If you don't have a partner, put all that energy into yourself on that day.
Well, the partner is around, but they can't come on at the time. You guys start at 7, right?
Yes, but however, like I said, if you can't bring your partner, and it's not only for you, Miss Linda, it's for all the listeners.
Okay.
If you don't have a partner, put all that energy into yourself.
Okay.
Come dress in your red dress. Dress up. Have your mask, your beautiful mask, and enjoy. And
okay,
I'll be sending out a nice little gift box, you know, swag box out to all the participants beforehand. You can have your box, you know.
So when you say your red dress and your mask?
Yes. Mask meaning it's a masquerade party.
Oh, okay. So, okay, I got you. Yeah, I did put that down there. You know, that might be fun. And I can tell because if you start at 7, that, and I'm going now, the 18th, is that on a what day? What, is that a Friday?
That's a Friday. It's a Friday.
Okay, because, you know, we have to go up. And like I said, my champagne sipping person wouldn't be able to show up until 9, which would be over and fun. But I might just do that, but I wouldn't be able to do it but for a few minutes because I have to do the show.
That's okay. That's okay. I think that this would give us another way how to entertain our mates and ourselves during COVID.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. So,
I like that, but I'm glad you said it because I know a lot of ladies that are in between mates tonight, and they can join too.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Okay, that would work. Yeah, with my better half, we'll have to clank them champagnes after 9, but I could come on at least for 30 minutes. That should be exciting.
Mm-hmm.
I'm really going to get the information to me. That's going to be different. Totally different.
Okay.
And then you wear your mask and your red. Well, you know that's one of my favorite colors. So that's no problem to set up. And it's about intimacy and to set up your ambiance with, like, candle. And candlelight. So, that's going to be different. I love it. I love it. I love it. Well, you know, you're creative anyway. I don't know. When you get up, and it's probably a computer printout. Ever since I've known you, you can move from A to B to C to D all at the same time, A to B to C to D. And each move is another form of creativity. That's why we love you. That's why we appreciate you setting, coming on and sharing with us. But people really, they like this breakdown, but what you will go into all of your topics that way. But it's something about the chakras that really makes a person start thinking. They start looking for stones if they didn't know what it meant, you know, to go through, because it's all about self-care. This is taking care of you. But the chakras, they excite me. I like them all. I like to remove another mask. I like the forgiveness. I like all of that. But the chakras really talk to me. And they talk to a lot of people because we hear that word. People talk about them, but do you really understand them? So now we're going, next week we're going to do the third eye. What about people that got five eyes, huh?
I don't know about those people.
Yeah, you do. Yes, you do. Sometimes if I'm in a situation and I'm picking up on something, you know, I'm not a retreater. I've had it, not in the recent years, but I used to tell people, you know, most people got three eyes. You got third eye, right? I got five.
Mm-hmm.
And I know where to go find number six. Okay? I'm telling them something. I see you, okay? Now, you guys, you talk about the third eye. I have five eyes, and I know where to find number six. So we're going to have to clear this up and have some dialogue about it, okay? Because it's not working. You know
that's
me.
That
what is
that's
that?
That's some research that has to be done.
Yes, we're going to look into that. But, Stephanie, we appreciate you. I'm not going to hold you. I know you've had a big day. I thought about the information last Friday. I said I didn't get the information, but then I wasn't pushy because I'm trying to get adjusted. You know, the first thing you say, well, I can't go up because I got to, no, but that's no excuse. I can do it all, okay? I can get a little bit of it and then continue to do what I wanted to do. Last Monday, as I spoke, well, it was Martin Luther King. Remember, I had all that nasally sound. I said, oh, I don't want to hear anybody. I said, if Martin Luther King can do it, I can do it. So y'all just have to listen. So we got through it, right? And the more I spoke, the more it opened up. It was the strangest thing. Prior to it, I was over trying to clear the throat, couldn't get anything up. And every time I would speak, I was coughing. All that left. Once I started speaking, it started clearing up. So that was that blockage there. Always, whenever I go through something, the first thing I think, I say something's blocked here, and it needs to flow. Something is blocked. And that is because of the information and the education that we received from you on the chakras. You learn how to pay attention and understand your body and understand the things that work for it. Before it's over with, I got my cards over here and my chart, but we're going to talk. I just love my present. So I found my little car. Oh, yeah, I'll be on top of it. And you're probably sick of me talking about, let's do the chakras again. We have to go through the whole thing. But we're going to do the chakras that I got something working, okay? And I think that, but I need to speak with you on it. I think that would be the ideal thing. Because in order to do this it takes time. I mean, it has to have a certain setup, right? If you're in person.
Yes, and also it has some physical exercises that you can do as well to help move and unblock your chakras.
Okay. Ooh, all right. Now I'm really getting excited over here. Well, we know you know how to take us to the physical. I was telling a listener, she said, well, I like to listen, and she takes you through meditation. I said, don't lay on that mat. If you lay down, you're going to start snowing because she know how to get you there. Okay, and she started laughing. Oh, my goodness, I want to hear. I said, very good. Come on in. We'd love to have you. Yeah, it's something about this. Well, Stephanie, I'm not going to hold you. I extended out because I didn't want to rush you. And it's just like, what can I say? We're going to do it. I'm going to go find my little red outfit and do a little mask because, as I'm saying, I'm growing. So I can do that and still get this done, okay? And that's what we have to be able to do. We cannot let anything stop us from doing what we have to do. So thank you, thank you, thank you. We love you. And I can contact you. I'll send you a text because I need to speak with you on something, okay?
Okay.
But not this evening. I know you're coming in from a long day, so I'll shoot you a text tomorrow, and you give me a time, okay?
All right. Listen to this.
Stephanie, happiness, get you some rest, and we love you over here. Thank you for caring and sharing and educating us. Have a wonderful evening.
You too.
And oh, just like that river I've been running ever since. It's been a long, long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes it will. It's been too hard living, but I'm afraid to die. I don't know what's up there beyond the sky. It's been a long, long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Keeps telling me don't hang around. It's been a long, long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. And I say, brother, help me please. But somehow he winds up knocking me back down on my knees. Oh, there were times I thought I wouldn't last. I think I'm able to carry on. It's been a long, long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Yes, it will. Oh, I know a change gonna come. I said I know.
Stephanie Haynes on with us, the author of The Healing of the Wound. She goes to a chapter in that book. We are speaking on the chakra series. We talked about chakra number 5, which is that throat chakra. And also, she gave some information that she's having another workshop on February the 18th. I neglected to have her put the information out there of how to contact, but it would be a nice thing to go to. It's going to be virtually. It'll be like a masquerade. She wants the candlelight ambiance, wearing red. It seems like it's going to be a lot of fun. So I will get that information for you. And the great thing about this show is, see, if you don't listen in at the time that it's airing, you can always bring it up because it archives, so you won't miss anything. But it sounds pretty interesting on what's going to happen on February 18th with her. And like again, I said, she is taking us through the series of the chakra. Next week we will be going into chakra number 6. That is that third eye, okay? So I know you've heard a lot about it. If you don't understand it and how it works, get 2 journals out, about 10 different pens, because she's going to bring you some education. All right, please enjoy yourself. You're waking up Belinda McShann, and it is Tell It Tuesday, and we're going to always have something to tell you to let you know how much we care and share. Want you to be safe, be kind, and more so, be aware, okay? Please be aware.
Collaborate.
They want to
give, showing others how to live.